Archers for the week, 28 September to 3 October 2003.
Brian still hasn't regained consciousness.
I've never seen him looking so pale.
Has there been any change?
No, none.
Less time yet.
It's been almost 2 days.
I know.
I don't know what I'd do.
Oh, darling.
It's in my mind all the time. How could I cope?
You're exhausted. You've been here since Friday evening, almost the whole time.
I can't bear to leave him.
But you need to rest too.
How's Alice?
You mustn't worry about a thing. Pat and Tony have said you can stay at Bridge Farm for now.
Oh, that's kind.
Jill's keeping everyone up to date with how Brian is doing, and Adam said he'd be in later.
Everyone's being so thoughtful.
And Jack sends his love, of course.
Thanks, Mum.
Not at all.
Wish I could thank that passerby as well.
The woman who called the ambulance? Mm.
I'd like to find out who she is.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
And I still don't understand how the accident happened. I mean, Brian's such an experienced driver.
The roads were still wet from all that rain on Thursday night. Perhaps a rabbit darted out.
Perhaps.
But you're worried there's something else.
Yes.
What is it? Jennifer?
I'm afraid he might have had a blackout at the wheel, you know, a fit.
You think it was his epilepsy?
I don't know what to think. I asked the consultant and he said it's impossible to tell from a CT scan.
I'm sure they're keeping a close eye on him.
And if he has had a blackout, now with his head injuries...
Come on. They're doing everything they can.
I feel I should be doing something, but I don't know what.
The best thing you can do is to get some rest.
I can't leave him.
It's no use you becoming ill, too.
What if something happens? I need to be here with Brian.
Then you'll be better able to look after him if you're rested. Julia drove me here. She offered to wait and drive you back.
Did she?
Now take my advice. Go back home and have some rest. Now you'll need all your strength for later when Brian comes round.
Yes, I will.
Oh, here's Mummy Rory.
Elizabeth. There weren't any calls while I was in the bath.
No.
I wish I knew where Brian was.
Someone will call as soon as there's any change. Look, here we are. One sweet smelling little boy all bathed and changed.
Come to Mummy Rory.
No, come on. Let me put him in the playpen. Come on now.
Mm. There's a good boy. Your neck and shoulders still painful.
I tried that cream the GP gave me, but my arm's too sore to rub it in.
You sit down and open the top of your dressing gown. I'll get it for you.
Okay.
So did you get any sleep?
No, not really. Ouch!
Sorry.
Are you sure it's okay for us to stay with you?
Yes, of course.
I just don't think I could manage at a hotel. Sitting there on my own.
And I couldn't let you do that.
Thank you. Look, I know it's difficult.
Well, with Julia in Spain, staying with her sister.
What about Nigel?
That's fine.
Sure?
Yeah, the only problem...
Problem?
Well, it's not a problem exactly. But you must remember to stay here in Julia's rooms or our private garden between 9 and 5. Because Hayley will be around, so it's better if you do that.
Oh, okay, right.
You will remember, won't you, Siobhan?
Yes, of course.
There. Is that any better?
A little. I really need to know how Brian is.
You've got to try not to worry.
I can't get it out of my mind.
Oh, don't.
He told me he loved me. And then he said he loved Jennifer more. More than he could love anyone else.
Oh, Siobhan.
He slapped me right in the face. I couldn't think. I couldn't breathe. I grabbed the wheel without thinking. I just grabbed his neck.
Siobhan, come on, stop it. You're just twisting the knife.
I should have stayed with him.
No, absolutely not.
I should have had someone to go with him. Someone to look after.
Come on, that's enough. No, you're just going to upset Rory.
Can't you help me to find out how Brian is?
I can't phone Home Farm again.
Please don't let me down, Elizabeth. I haven't got anyone else.
Scruff, sit. Sit, boy. Good boy.
Ah, Alistair.
Linda, morning. Quiet, Scruff.
His master's voice, very impressive.
The credit's really due to George. He's been helping Daniel to train him. Come and join me.
Well, thank you. You're keeping the village hall in your sights, I see, now the judges have closed the doors.
Not at all. Thought I'd give Scruff some exercise.
Ah, that would explain why you're sitting with a newspaper on a bench directly opposite the village hall.
Just enjoying a bit of autumn sunshine.
Of course.
And how do you rate your chances? Those roses and croissants look remarkable.
Oh, very kind. I only hope Titcomb is as good a judge.
I'm sure he'll do his best.
Oh, I was very impressed with your lemon drizzle, to return the compliment.
Well, believe it or not, I only baked it yesterday.
Really? Gosh.
Luckily, I had a couple of hours spare. Scruff here ate the entry I'd baked on Friday.
Oh, you naughty boy. I thought I saw Daniel with you in the hall.
Yeah, he's over at the playground. Kenton's taking him to watch the cricket. Last match of the season.
And you're having to miss it.
Yeah. Didn't want to be away too long. Shula's been...
Oh, of course. How is Brian?
Still critical.
Terrible thing to happen. Jack was saying he has a punctured lung, several broken ribs.
And brain contusions, I'm afraid. That's causing the most concern.
Oh, my goodness.
Dreadful business.
How's Daniel taking it?
Well, I gave him the job of getting my cake ready. We're managing to keep him distracted. Another reason I'm here.
Mm. I saw him setting the cake out in the hall, taking it very seriously.
Well, he's a competitive little chap.
He isn't the only one. Jack's brought Peggy's entries. And did you see George and Bert?
Oh, yeah. Pretending to be engrossed in the presentation of their vegetables and all the while secretly weighing up each other's entries.
Yes. Well, Bert has a great deal invested this year. This is the last ever crop he'll grow at Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, yes. They're moving to the bungalow.
Mm. Oh, by the way, is it true that David has received his court summons?
Good heavens, news does travel fast.
Let right be done.
Well, actually, it's a worry they could have done without. They have enough on their plates with the TB.
Well, even so, it's hardly...
What's this about the mystery place for Christmas, Linda? Shula said you wanted to speak to her.
Oh, yes, yes. It's a co-production by Alan and myself, although initially I will be shouldering the burden alone.
Here we are. Shall I pick you up in an hour or so and drive you back to the hospital?
Oh, thanks, Shula. It's so good of you.
Not at all.
Sorry I've not been very talkative.
I wouldn't expect you to be.
I know I'm thinking about Brian, but I haven't forgotten Mark.
No. I'm praying that you don't have to suffer in that way, Jennifer. We all are.
Yes. Thank you.
How is Brian?
Well, the nurse seemed pleased with his chest drain and his lungs reinflating.
Oh, that is good. I'm sure they're doing everything possible.
Oh, yes, he's getting the very best of care and they're monitoring him very closely.
Good.
And there hasn't been any deterioration.
Well, that's reassuring.
I just want him to open his eyes.
Oh, I know.
Thank you for the lift, Shula.
I'll be back at 2.
Linda, come and look at this.
Oh, congratulations, Alistair.
First prize, I can't believe it.
Richly deserved, I'm sure.
Well, I did work at it, but I never seriously imagined I'd win against Phil.
But you didn't give up, you see. Nil desperandum is my motto, too.
I can't wait to see David's face.
David?
Oh, long story. How did you do with your croissants?
Thanks to my secret ingredient, I won the day.
What is this secret ingredient?
Llama beans.
Good grief, llama droppings.
Yes. What did you make of the marmalade section?
It seems Owen was grateful that Frieda's nettle marmalade turned out to be ginger.
Mm, what about young Kirsty's marmalade face pack?
I believe he drew the line at tasting that.
Jill got a second for her lemon and quince.
Yeah, she's delighted.
But another great victory for Bert. Overall winner.
A triumph.
Absolutely. Well, George said he was a Swiss, but he's quite wrong. Titcomb is an excellent judge. Well, I must see who won the gentleman's buttonhole. Hello, Shula.
Hello, darling.
Hello, love.
Oh, you look done in.
I'm driving Jennifer back to the hospital in a few minutes. I just thought I'd call in.
I'm glad you did. Read that and weep, David Archer.
A first prize? But that's not your cake.
I know. I could hardly believe it either.
No, I mean, that really isn't your cake.
What?
Well, yours is at home, sitting in the cake tin. You put it in last night.
But then who...
You've entered Dad's reject. The one Ruth left for us on Friday.
No.
Afraid so.
Frieda Fry.
Sorry?
Oh, well, mustn't be greedy. Gentleman's buttonhole, Shula.
Oh, I see.
Well, what a talented husband you have.
Yes, isn't he?
Well...
You must persuade him to put his talents to use for Friday.
Friday?
For the harvest home. Surely you'll be baking Jill's birthday cake.
Back so soon? Oh, my goodness. Now, don't panic. The doctor came in about an hour ago and disconnected the ventilator. It's a good sign.
Is it?
Yes, I asked him.
Of course. It must mean he's breathing on his own. Oh, thank goodness. I thought...
I know. Jennifer, dear, he opened his eyes about 15 minutes ago and then went back to sleep.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yes, indeed. Did you manage to rest?
Yes, a little.
Good.
Why don't you go off now, Mum?
Would you mind?
No, of course not. Adam will be in later and... Thanks for sitting with him.
Jack and I'll come back this evening.
Oh, thanks.
If you're sure you'll be all right.
Well, you're looking tired yourself. Go on.
I will then. I'll see you later.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Thanks. Oh, Brian.
Jenny.
Brian, I'm here, darling.
Oh.
You're in hospital. You had a crash. Outside Borchester. You were in your car and someone called an ambulance and they brought you here to the intensive care unit.
Jenny.
Yeah, shh. Don't try to talk, darling. I'm here. Oh, Brian.
Lizzie and Nigel don't feel much like celebrating.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Thank you. And you too.
Not a very fun one.
Memorable, there.
Here's your present.
Oh, vine growing for idiots.
Well, not quite, but it looks full of useful information.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Lizzie. And here's my present to you.
Thank you. Page from the catalogue.
It's a Victorian pergola. I've ordered it for the walled garden.
Oh, Nigel, what a lovely idea.
I thought we could get Titcomb to train some of the climbing roses over it.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Hi.
Morning, Siobhan.
Oh, it's not someone's birthday, is it?
Our 9th wedding anniversary, actually.
Oh. Well, congratulations, both of you. Thanks. I'll get it.
So, how are your injuries this morning, Siobhan?
My neck and shoulders are still very stiff.
Sorry to hear it.
I'll mend. Do you know, has Elizabeth phoned anyone for news of Brian?
Not that I'm aware.
No. Of course she would have come straight to tell me.
I'm sure. And how's Rory?
Still fast asleep.
Is he?
Oh, he's teething at the moment, so he was awake half the night.
Oh, dear.
Are you going near any shops today, by any chance?
Why do you ask?
I really could do with some more of that teething gel.
I'll see what I can do.
It's very good of you.
That's all right.
Look, Nigel, this is really difficult.
Oh, yes?
I know you're not exactly overjoyed to have Rory and me staying with you like this.
I hope I've been hospitable.
Yes, of course you have. None of this is exactly ideal.
You're not wrong there.
I didn't know where else to turn. I know you don't want me to be here.
Well, it's awkward all round, really, isn't it?
Elizabeth did invite me to stay.
I'm aware of that.
It's good news.
Oh,
that was Mum. She said Brian regained consciousness yesterday.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that's wonderful news. Oh, thank you, Elizabeth.
Yes, that is excellent news.
Obviously, he's still very weak, but yes, it's a breakthrough.
So does it mean he's definitely going to get fully better?
I don't suppose he's out of the woods yet.
No, he's still got the chest drain in. They've got to make sure his lung heals properly and his ribs mend.
But he's not in a coma.
He's not going to die.
Well, he's not in a coma, certainly.
So we've still got a chance to be together.
I don't think you should take it to mean anything other than what it is.
I just feel so relieved, you know.
Yes.
Look, hadn't you better go and get the twins dressed before Hayley gets here, Lizzie?
Oh, yes, it's late. Siobhan, please remember what I said about sticking to Julia's rules.
Oh, okay, don't worry. Oh, my God. Such a weight off my shoulders. You know, Nigel, I'd never have forgiven myself.
How dare you?
Sorry?
You should never have come back here.
Beg your pardon?
Every moment you've spent in Ambridge has been jinxed. And then for an encore, you almost kill a man and wreck the lives of a whole family.
How dare you? What the hell gives you the right to say anything about me? Or my relationship with Brian?
I know this much, that Brian isn't going anywhere with you. So for heaven's sake, just don't begin making any such plans.
It's none of your concern.
The only plans that you should be making are those for yourself and your son to move to Germany as soon as possible.
How dare you speak to me like this?
I dare, because everything you touch, you destroy. And I won't have you destroy my wife.
Elizabeth has been a wonderful friend to me.
And you've exploited and manipulated her and her friendship solely to further your own ends.
That's a lie.
Don't mistake my good heart for naivety or stupidity, Siobhan. Lizzie wants to be a good friend and help you, but can't you see what a terrific strain this is putting her under? She's so anxious she can't sleep.
But I...
If you were any kind of friend, you'd pack your bags and be on the next plane out.
I love Brian, and he loves me.
If you love Brian, you'll leave him alone. Grow up. Start taking responsibility for your actions.
And my son needs his father.
Yeah. Rory's the innocent victim of all this. You're not above using him to get what you want, are you?
I can quite easily find out for myself what plans Brian wants to make.
What?
Maybe I could go to the hospital and visit him.
Just a minute, Siobhan. Has nothing I've said about Lizzie registered at all? You know about her heart condition. You can't seriously want to put her health in jeopardy by risking everyone finding out about what she's done for you.
No, of course I don't.
And please, please don't do anything so stupid as turning up at the hospital out of the blue.
Well, stop bullying me then.
Okay. But in return, I want you to think carefully about everything I've said.
Alice is tougher than you might think.
Pat and Tony have been marvellous with her. Mm. And she's going to come in later this afternoon with me to see you.
She told me she was putting off her birthday for now.
Poor Alice. Her birthday.
Well, she said she'd keep her presents and open them when you got home. Oh. Adam's been wonderful too.
Just been doing what's needed. David's been brilliant.
David?
I've had to keep asking his advice. And I'm picking up the cultivator drill when I leave here.
Oh!
Sorry, I'm tiring you.
No, it's fine. You need the pillow.
Oh, darling. Look, Eddie.
Oh, thanks.
Is that better?
Oh.
Oh, shh, darling. Look, do you want me to get a nurse?
No. It's all right.
Of course, it'll take me the best part of the day to put it back together. The firm said it'll cost about $2,000.
Yes.
But everything is in hand.
Oh, well, that's good.
Look, you are tired, I can see that. I'll push off now, pick up that drill and get on.
Well, thanks for coming in, darling.
Not at all.
Thanks.
Glad to see you're on the mend, Brian. The farm can't do without you.
Glad to hear it.
Bye, then.
Yeah, bye.
Oh. Is there anything I can do for you, Brian?
My throat's so dry.
Well, I'll ask the nurse if you're going to have some ice when she comes round.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, you poor thing.
I need to help. Mm-hmm. The accident.
But, Brian, you need to rest.
No, tell me. I can't remember.
But I've been through it.
Please.
Shh. Look, all right. Now, look, now, lie still.
Jenny, was there anyone else involved?
No, you didn't crash into anybody else.
Was there anyone else?
No. There were no other cars. You didn't run over anybody. Look... You mustn't get so agitated. It's fine.
Or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Phone the ambulance.
Yes. It seems there was a passerby.
Oh.
Nobody knows. She must have driven straight off. Now, look. Please, Brian, look. Just try to rest.
Need to speak, David.
Adam's told you. He's taking care of things and David's helping him. Look, you don't need to worry.
Let me speak, David. Please, darling.
Look, if Adam needs David's advice, he'll phone him or he'll go over to Brookfield. You really can trust him, you know.
Yes.
Okay, Adam. Let's have a look. Looks like they've done a decent job to me.
Yeah? Which firm was it?
Riley's, near Darrington. SBA put me onto them.
Well, I thought you'd have a job to find an agricultural engineer. Do you want a hand with it?
No, I'll be fine.
Are you sure? You know what you're doing?
Yeah, help Brian take it apart on Thursday. I'm pretty good with machinery, generally speaking, and I'm a quick learner.
Well, you know where to come. Don't hesitate.
Don't worry, I won't. I want to get the drilling finished ASAP.
Right. So, how was Brian this morning?
I tried to interest him in the farm, but... Well, I think he's in too much pain to take anything in at the moment.
Well, the best thing we can do is just shoulder the burden.
Well, that's what I thought.
How did it happen, though? Has he spoken about it?
He can't remember. Between you and me, Mum thinks it might have been the epilepsy, though they can't say for certain.
Poor Brian.
Oh, they're still monitoring it. There was no one else involved, you see.
Right. Now, I did wonder.
Just this woman who must have stopped when she saw the accident.
Oh, yeah.
Pity she didn't leave any contact details. I'd like to thank her on the family's behalf for acting so quickly, calling the paramedics. In all probability, she saved Brian's life.
Yeah. Right. I'd better get off. Get back to the car, mate.
Of course. I'll phone if I get stuck.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, that was Mike on the phone.
When can you start laying the land drains?
As soon as I get the results of the soil analysis back.
Great.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
I'm finding it a bit difficult. Siobhan told me about the row you had.
It was about time someone told her some home truths.
I just don't want you to make things harder than they already are.
But the reason things are so difficult is Siobhan herself.
I know you're right.
I stand by everything I said to her. She is not a true friend to you. I'm sorry, Lizzie, but I really would like you to wake up as to how much she's used you.
Oh, Nigel.
It hurts me to see it.
I don't know what to do.
What we should do is encourage her to go home as soon as possible.
I know.
She needs to make plans for Germany and get on with her life.
Yes.
I won't let her come between you and me, Lizzie. Don't worry about that. But while she continues to stay here, she's a loose cannon.
I know.
She's threatening to visit the hospital now.
So she said. I'll get it.
Okay. I'll go and get us a cup of tea.
Lou Loxley, Elizabeth Podger speaking.
It's David. Have you got Siobhan Hathaway staying with you? Oh, I knew it. Is she there now?
Yes.
What the hell are you thinking?
What business is it of yours?
Oh, you are joking.
I'm not.
And I would have thought Nigel would have had more sense.
David, what exactly do you want?
Was Siobhan with Brian on Friday afternoon?
Yes.
So she rang for the ambulance?
Yes.
I knew they were going to meet. What did he say to her?
But that's enough. I'm not having this conversation.
Elizabeth!
He told her he loved Jennifer and he wouldn't leave her.
Well, thank heavens for that. Now, get rid of her.
I can't do that.
You're sitting on a powder keg.
I know quite well what I'm doing, thank you very much.
Really? What has Nigel said about all this?
Leave Nigel out of this.
You need to get rid of her.
She won't go until and unless she sees Brian.
What?
Look, it might be for the best, and I'll need your help.
Oh, yeah, dream on. Look, just stop being so pig-headed. Get Siobhan on a plane to Ireland before she can cause any more damage.
In hospital, Brian is on the road to recovery.
Peggy.
Oh, come in. Oh, hello, Jill.
Hello.
How are you, Brian?
I'm getting there. So they tell me.
Sit here, Peggy.
Oh, thank you. I bought a box of chocolates from the village shop for the nurses in intensive care.
Oh, that was thoughtful, Mum.
Well, just to say thank you for what they did while you were in there, Brian.
Yes. Oh, good.
Oh. Are you comfortable, darling?
Could you just do my pillows?
Yes. So good.
Oh, this is much better, isn't it?
I'm just glad to get out of that goldfish bowl.
Much brighter with all these lovely flowers.
Cillian must have ordered a whole week's supply.
Typical.
I couldn't believe it when they said they were moving me last night.
Yes, it's marvellous.
Well, they certainly believe in moving you on quickly these days.
Psychological.
Oh,
what is it?
Could you just...
Here, let me. There.
I'd better go soon. I know visitors can be very tiring.
I expect there's a lot to do at Brookfield for the Harvest Home.
Well, you won't be helping, surely, Jill. Isn't it your birthday?
Yes, but I can't leave it all to Ruth and David.
Is David coming in today?
I haven't seen him today. Phil said he'd pop in tomorrow.
Oh, that's good of him.
Yes.
And I bumped into Linda Snell in the shop, and she sends her best wishes.
Good.
I was talking to Linda yesterday. She said Alistair had offered to bake my birthday cake.
Alistair? Why?
I suppose he's still thrilled about winning the cake baking at the Flower and Produce Show.
Alistair? Heavens, did you hear that, darling?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Between you, me and the gatepost, Phil was secretly expecting to win.
Could you pass me a glass of water, Jenny?
Yes, of course.
You're getting tired, Dan. I'll go now.
Well, thanks for coming, Jill.
Everyone sends their love and best wishes.
I'll come down in the lift with you. I forgot to buy some tissues from the shop.
Bye. Bye, Jill.
Yes, bye. Oh.
You're looking better, darling.
Am I?
Yes. You've got more colour. And you're getting stronger by the day.
Yes.
I persuaded Alice to go back to school today.
Oh, did you?
Took some doing, I must say. I told her all her friends would want to give her their cards and presents.
Good.
Yes. She needs to keep herself occupied. She's been terribly upset. And Adam's been too busy with the farm to spend much time with her.
Has David been over?
Yes. He's been really good. Anything he can do to help.
Good.
I rang Kate this morning. And I had a little chat with Nolly, too.
Did you?
Yep. And Kate wanted to fly over on Saturday, but... Well, I thought it best for her to stay put with Nolly and Lucas.
Did David have any message for me?
Well, let me see. Just that he and Adam are finishing the last of the drilling today. I think that's it, really. David!
Hang on.
Here.
Oh, lifesaver.
It's only coffee. Don't get too excited.
Oh, what about Adam?
I've taken a flask up to Blacklands, too.
Oh, thanks, love.
He looks really tired.
Oh, it's not surprising.
Shall I pour you some coffee now?
Oh, yes, please.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Derek Fletcher was being sarky in the shop. Is the circus coming to town? You know what he's like.
Well, it's a good thing that us yokels keep providing him with things to complain about. Otherwise, how'd he spend his time?
I still reckon he's four square.
Yeah. He loves whinging far too much to do it undercover. Hey, did you manage to find out about the potato harvest?
I'll do it straight after lunch.
Only, I'd like to start on the spuds next week, if possible.
Usha rang. She'd like you to get together soonish to discuss the court case.
Oh, as if I didn't have enough to contend with.
You'll just have to cope, David. You shot the flame, I think.
Yeah, all right, I know. How's calming going?
I'm at the heifer. All very straightforward.
That's what I like to hear.
I think the cows are responding to Bert's good mood.
Oh, damn. Promised I'd take him to the garden centre at some point.
Yeah, his shed.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll see to that. And the extractor fan for the bungalow.
Oh, thanks, love.
Only if you promise to move all the machinery out of the barn for the Harvest Home on Friday.
I knew there'd be a catch. don't suppose that anyone else has rung?
Elizabeth, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No.
She's not rung me on the mobile either.
Your news is good news, eh? Oh, what a relief to get some fresh air.
And the hospital coffee wasn't too bad either.
Don't think you have to stay for me, Mum.
I'm glad to stay.
I do appreciate it.
I know you do, dear.
It's wonderful how everyone's rallied round.
I'm very impressed with how capable Adam has proved so far.
And Alice has coped well, too, all things considered.
Yes, sir. Has Debbie been in touch since you rang her?
Debbie. Oh, she was terribly shocked, of course, but haven't heard from her since we spoke on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
I was hoping she would send Brian a card. Oh, I can't think about that at the moment. I need every ounce of energy for Brian.
You always think of yourself too, you know.
No, no. I need to focus completely on him.
Jennifer.
No, Mum. I feel I'm almost willing him to get better. And if I let my concentration slip, his recovery might slip as well. Does that sound ridiculous?
I've been watching you. You're being very brave through all this.
It's very hard, Mum.
I know. I know.
But there's been a positive side to this accident. It's made me realise how much Brian means to me. How much I love him.
Has it, dear?
Mm. And I'm going to do everything I can to get him well again. So that I can show him all the love and care that I've kept buried over these past 9 months.
That's wonderful. I'm pleased for you.
This is a new chance at happiness with him, Mum. And I won't let it slip away.
So, Pat's ice cream and yoghurt. Betty's quiches, 2 meat, 1 veggie. Help yourself to more tea, Jill.
Right. Shall I pour you another cup too?
Thanks. Tawny's giving potatoes and leeks.
Yes. I thought I'd do marrow. And potatoes boulangère with the leeks.
Mmm, delicious. That'll go really well with our beef.
Oh, that sounds like Ben.
Yeah. I won't be a minute.
Oh, it's all right, I get it. Hello. Brookfield Farm, Jill Archer.
Oh, hello.
Brian, is that you?
Yes, is David there?
He's out drilling, I think. Would you like to speak to Ruth?
No, it's David I need.
Can I give him a message?
No, I need to speak to him.
You needn't worry about the farm, you know, Brian.
Really?
I'm sure he and Adam are on top of everything.
Well, yes, but...
I know David would say the same thing. I'm sorry to sound so firm, but what everyone wants is for you to get completely better. So you get plenty of rest and get well.
Jill, will you at least tell David I called, please?
Yes, of course. Now, you get some rest. Bye, Brian.
Hello, Jill. Sorry I'm so late. Traffic was terrible.
Come in, Peggy. Tea?
Oh, lovely.
And there's plenty of lemon drizzle cake.
Mmm.
Here we are. Look who's here to see you, Ben.
It's Grandma.
Ben. Hello, darling.
And Auntie Peggy.
Oh, haven't you grown, Ben?
Not interrupting, am I?
No, here. Hold Ben while I get him some juice.
Hey, hello. You tired, little manny?
He's just woken up.
Will you be joining us for tea?
Not just yet, thanks. Now, I want to check on a couple of cows.
And the drilling.
Done, at long last. I told Adam you'd make him a sandwich, so I just called in to let you know.
Yep, no problem. Come on, Ben. Here's your juice.
Adam said you'd taken him over a meal, Jill, on Sunday.
Hmm. I introduced him to the contents of Jennifer's freezer, too.
Oh, that was kind.
Right, I'll see you all later.
Oh, David, before you go.
Yeah?
Brian rang.
Oh, it was Brian just now, was it?
Hmm. I told him not to worry, but he seemed quite agitated.
Did he?
Yes, he was asking to see you this morning.
Was he? OK, well, thanks for the message. I'll see you later.
You all right, Ruth?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. So has anyone spoken to Jolene?
Yes. She and the Midnight Walkers confirmed.
Good. And the birthday cake?
Alistair, apparently.
Yeah, Jolene.
Actually, he's handed that particular baton over to Phil.
Right. What are these unusual contributions Alan's bringing?
He's ordered some exotic things from the fair trade people, I hear.
Hang on, where's me list? But we don't know what yet.
Apart from tea, coffee and wine, no.
Oh, well, it'd be different at least.
Brian?
David.
Hi. Oh, how are you?
Don't let me mind all that. Tell me, David. Siobhan, she...
She and the baby are staying with Elizabeth.
And she's all right.
Well, she must be.
Oh, thank God.
What, you didn't know?
Oh, David.
Oh, awful for you.
David, I can't remember a thing about what happened. I was told some woman called the ambulance. All I could do was hope against hope that that was her. That she'd survived.
Hey, hang on, I'll get the nurse.
I'm fine.
Well, you don't look fine.
Look, I'm all right.
Let me call someone.
No. All right.
Are you sure?
David, I need your help.
Yeah, of course.
I need to see Siobhan.
Brian, you must see that that is not possible.
I must.
Brian, please. Hey, look, just try and keep calm, yeah?
Please help me.
I've got to try and keep calm.
But I have to see her.
I really don't see how you can.
You've got to bring her and Rory in here to the hospital.
Here? No. No, no, it can't be done.
You'll think of a way.
How?
Try.
It'd be far too risky.
David, please. I wouldn't ask if it wasn't so important to me.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
I'll try my best for you.
That's all I ask.
Joe's up early, apple picking.
Morning air. We saw old Oakland in the misty morn stand, shadowless in something or other.
That's the first sign of madness, Grandad. Talking to yourself.
Oh, you cheeky puppy. Come and give me a hand collecting these windfalls.
Anyway, what were you rambling about?
I was quoting a poem. Learned it at school. Not that your generation would know.
Oh, we did that bloke who wrote about the war.
Well, anyway, what are you doing up and about this early?
Are you complaining?
No, I was just about to say how nice it was.
I'm off to Olive House later. We're painting the window frames outside if it keeps fine.
How are you getting on?
Well, that's okay.
Useful skills, painting, decorating.
Yeah, it's all right. Except they don't like you having the radio on.
Well, we're used to something with a bit of a tune, people of my age.
No, I'm meeting Fallon after in Borchester.
Oh, she's a good girl.
Yeah, we're off to Jack's for an all-day brekkie. I'll have earned it by then.
Very nice.
Yeah, what do you think of this? Fallon said Emma told her Kenton's running these poker games after hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's him, Frank.
Who's Frank when he's at home?
You know, the cook, the bloke with the tats.
Oh, him, yeah.
And there's a bloke from the photo shop. Must play till all hours, Emma reckons. Some morning, Kenton's still in bed when she gets there.
Well, don't you go getting involved.
Well, do I look stupid? Anyway, I haven't got any cash, have I?
Just as well.
And they're not likely to want an IOU, are they?
Good, it's a mugs game, right? Right, well, let's get these in that sack. Hold it.
Just a minute, I forgot what I come down here for.
Oh, that letter for me?
Yeah, it just came. Mum said to bring it straight down here.
Oh, that looks official. Yeah. Here, I ain't brought me glasses.
Oh, let's see. Dear Mr. Grundy. Oh, it's from the planning inspectorate.
Yeah, for the pole barn. When are they coming?
Monday the 13th.
Right, it gives me a week and a half to get ready.
Get what ready?
Well, the first thing I've got to do is get some stock grazing in there.
Oh, could all that do?
Psychology.
Eh?
Now, come on, let's get these apples in that sack. I've got no time to waste.
Jennifer?
Well, morning, David. You just caught me between the school run and the shops.
I've just been going through the spraying programme with Adam.
Brian and I really appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, it's no problem. I know that Brian would do the same for Ruth and me.
Well, let's hope the circumstances never arise.
Yeah, let's.
But we're over the worst now, thank goodness.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Joe.
How's he doing, then? Anxious times for you all?
Well, it's marvellous, really. They've already had him up and about.
What, with all the drips?
He can have light food and drink.
Ah, there's you in, up and back out, faster than a ferret in a rabbit hole, nowadays.
He's doing very well.
That's a good thing he was fit and healthy, eh?
Are you off to the hospital today?
Yes, and Shula said she'd call later, too, with Chris.
Oh, dear.
Sorry?
He'll be glad to get out with all you women fussing around him like mother hens.
That's not the case at all.
But he's fed up listening to women's prattle. He'd be glad of somebody proper to talk to. A farmer.
Well, Adam's been in, and so's David, haven't you?
Yeah, and Dad.
Anyway, what was it you wanted, Joe?
Yeah, I was looking for young Adam. He needs some of his sheep.
His sheep?
We got the planning inspector coming. I got to make it look like we got a proper business.
Well, which you have.
Well, exactly.
Well, I see your point, though. No, it would look better.
Well, you're welcome to ask him, Joe. But I think he's got more than enough on his plate at the moment.
What about you, David Archer?
Sorry, Joe.
I mean, a few of your dairy efforts.
We're not moving anything at the moment. We've got TB on the farm, remember?
Oh, I'm sure you have. Oh, well, I think of something. Morning, Paul.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Oh, dear. Hope they're successful.
Yeah.
Well, I'd better get off to the shops before I go in to see Brian.
Jennifer, listen.
There are lots of people willing to help, and you must say if you think of anything you need.
Oh, thanks. I'll feel better once Brian stops being quite so anxious about the farm. And I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Siobhan, what are you doing in the office?
There's no one else about. Is there, Rory?
What if Hayley or Kathy had seen you?
That's what I didn't.
Well, that's beside the point. Siobhan, I asked you to stay in Julia's rooms.
Oh, sorry, but look, Elizabeth, it's so frustrating. Brian's awake. There has to be a way of getting me in to see him. I can't sit still.
You can see how much work I've got on. I'm trying to catch up with the VAT.
You're just tired.
Yeah, actually, yes, I am. I haven't had a decent night's sleep for weeks.
I'll get you a cup of tea.
No, don't go anywhere near the kitchens.
There's no need to be like that. I'm just trying to help.
But you're not.
Are you going to turn against me as well? Nigel really went for me the other day.
Look, Siobhan, I am doing everything I can. If there's some way of helping you to see Brian, I'll find it. But you are just not making things any easier for any of us.
Okay. I get the message. See you later.
Hello, Loxie, can I help you?
Hi, it's me.
David.
Elizabeth, listen, I've been thinking. We just can't go on like this, so...
So you're going to help Siobhan visit Brian?
I went to see him last night, and to be honest, I was quite worried. I mean, he's in such a state about it that... Well, I was afraid that he was going to make himself worse, and Jennifer's absolutely exhausted.
Jennifer.
Well, for her sake, we've got to sort this mess out before something happens. She doesn't deserve any of this.
I agree.
And so I've decided that I'm going to have to sort it out, even if it means helping Siobhan to see Brian. The last thing we want is for Siobhan to turn up at the hospital off her own bat. Mm. So I decide the best thing to do is to drive her in myself.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, look, just get her and the baby ready tomorrow after lunch, and Ruth and I'll pick them up, give her and Brian some time together, and then bring them back.
I see.
I just hope that we can do it without anyone finding out. Ever.
Yeah.
The rest is up to you, okay?
All right.
Get up there! Go on! Go on! Go on!
Well, it's good of Oliver to let you have them.
Ah, yeah, very community-minded. Funny how things turns out.
I suppose.
Who'd have thought he'd be a good friend to this family, eh?
Yeah, well, it means I don't have to hitch to Borchester for them ETS sessions.
How you doing with them, eh?
Well, they're all right. I did this time-out thing yesterday.
Oh, huh?
No, I was just stopping before you do something to think whether to or not, that's all.
Is this going to help, do you reckon?
I don't know. Well, it's not forever, is it?
You had your dinner?
Yeah, it was nice. Get out there, go on, get up!
Yeah, he wants to come to the Harvest Home on Friday. Oh, young Fallon's coming. She's going to help serve the drinks and food.
Yeah, I know, she said. Said Mrs. Woolley had another go at getting her signed up for the WI.
Well, why don't you come and keep her company, eh?
Me? I'll dig my bow tie out when I get home, eh?
It's a barn dance.
Grandad, if you're going to try and talk me into it, the words barn dance aren't going to help you, are they?
Well, just think about it then, eh?
Yeah, all right, I'll think about it.
That's wonderful news, David.
So, obviously, it's absolutely vital to get Jennifer and Adam out of the way for the whole day.
Yeah, right.
Now, Adam is not a problem. I've suggested plenty of things for him to get on with tomorrow.
And Jenny?
Well, what about sending her to the farmer's market? Tell her that she needs a break from hospital visiting or something?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think I can get her to go for that.
Ruth and I will try and get Siobhan and Rory to you in the early afternoon.
Oh, that's fantastic, David.
Well, let's hope the plan works.
No, I'm very grateful.
Well, thank me afterwards. I'll see you.
Hello, darling.
Oh, Jenny, hello.
How are you feeling? You're looking much better this afternoon.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. A consultant came around this morning.
Did he say when you'll be allowed home?
He's dead on. No, I'll be in here a few days longer yet. Darling, I do think you should have a day off tomorrow.
Day off? What do you mean?
You're looking very tired. I mean, you said yourself... You were here morning, noon and night the first few days.
Well, that doesn't matter.
I know. But honestly, it might do you good to have a change of scenery. Some fresh air.
But what would I do?
You haven't done the farmer's market for a little while. I know you've begun to enjoy it.
Yes. Yes, it's fun.
You said you'd made one or two friends amongst the other stallholders.
Well, they're a nice bunch of people.
Oh, there you are, then.
And I could still come in the evening.
Of course.
All right. That's what I'll do.
Hi. Hello. I thought I'd get a breath of fresh air, too. As you can see, I'm keeping well hidden. No one could spy me over those high walls. No Nigel this afternoon?
He's gone to see the timber framer about the crack bomb.
I see you got him out of the way.
Since he isn't here, I would like to have a chat.
Oh, why do I feel like I'm about to get told off?
Come on, let's sit down.
Okay.
Is Rory asleep?
Yes, well away.
Good. Tomorrow afternoon, David and Ruth are going to take you to see Brian in hospital.
Elizabeth. Oh, God. I could kiss you.
Please, don't get excited, Siobhan. This is your chance to say goodbye.
What? No.
Think about it carefully, Siobhan. David and Ruth are risking a lot to do this.
But Brian...
I don't know what Brian's state of mind is or whether it'll change again next week when he feels better, but I'm asking you to do the right thing.
How can you say what the right thing is?
We both know what it is. He'd made his choice and told you he was staying in Ambridge with Jennifer. The right thing for you now is to say goodbye. And for the sake of your son, make that new life for yourselves in Germany.
I can't.
You can. For Rory especially, you need to make a clean break now. Deep down, you know there's no future for you and Brian.
You don't know what you're asking of me.
Yes, I do. You know that you and Brian will always have Rory, don't you?
Yes.
But you can't have the relationship with Brian that you want. But not without hurting other people, not without breaking friendships and ruining family relationships.
You've never said anything like this before.
No. It wasn't as clear to me before.
Oh,
Nigel and I will stay in touch when you're in Germany, of course. But I can't involve myself any further. Please, Siobhan. For everyone's sake, think about everything I've said. And do the right thing.
At Borchester General, David and Ruth have a visitor for Brian.
David? Well, is the course clear?
Siobhan's just getting Rory out of the car.
Okay. This is it, then.
Right.
Where will we wait?
Well, in the corridor outside.
Oh, I hope this is going to be worth the risk.
Well, it's better than the alternative. You know, Siobhan just turning up out of the blue. Oh, it's so good to see you. Bring him closer, Ruth.
Oh, careful. He's a bit lively after being in the car. I'll take him. Are you going to manage?
It's fine, Ruth, yeah. Thank you both. Yeah, well, not too long, hey? We'll wait outside. He's wondering where on earth he is, isn't she, Rory?
Give Daddy a kiss, Rory.
And how are you?
Well, I'm okay. I was just a bit battered and bruised, that's all. Oh, Brian. I've never seen you looking so pale. It is a good vantage point, you were right.
Okay, you keep your eye on the car park. If I stand this side of the door, I can watch for anyone coming up the stairs.
What about the lift?
I don't know, but I'll think of something.
What time is it?
It's nearly 10 past.
It's ridiculous. What are we doing?
I know.
David, this is really nerve-wracking.
I know. Look, we'll give them another 10 minutes and then we'll call time.
Make it 5, eh?
Okay. Yeah. Do you want a mint?
Yeah. Thanks.
How'd you get on with Bert in his shed? You find one you liked?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I?
Frieda came with us.
Frieda?
Poor old Bert was under the impression the shed was for him.
Well, Frieda had other ideas, didn't
he? I'm trying to agree with both of them and stay neutral at the same time.
Oh, glad it wasn't me.
What time's it now?
We'll give him another minute or two. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, it can't be.
What? No one's driven into the car park. I've not even blinked.
Not in the car park. Look, over there to the left, near that new block.
The bus?
Look who's just got off it. Oh, please tell me I'm seeing things.
Joe Grundy?
Right, you stay here. I'll head him off.
David! Oh, great.
Luther, can you do us a favour?
What?
Can you hold Rory for me? He's getting a bit fractious. Thanks. I'll come back for him in a minute, OK?
Now then, obstetrics, orthopedics...
Joe!
Oh, afternoon, David Archer. You visiting Brian Aldridge like me, then?
Well, I would be, but I can't at the moment. No one can.
Oh? Why is that?
He's having something done.
Oh, what?
He's having a chest drain taken out. In fact, that's why I had to come out of the room.
Oh, I ain't squeamish.
Well, it's hygiene regulations, you see. They don't let visitors stay when they're carrying out medical procedures.
Oh, well, I'll wait outside his room till they finish, then.
I've got a better idea.
Yeah, but I've come all this way on the bus. There ain't another one for an hour.
No, listen, Joe, why don't we go to the cafe and wait in there?
Oh, that's very kind of you, David Archer. I'll have a cup of tea and a donut if they has any.
I wish we had more time.
Come closer.
Afraid of hurting you.
Kiss me.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to see you again.
Not me.
How are you, really? I expected there to be, I don't know, tubes, that sort of thing.
You should have seen me earlier in the week. I look like a blasted marionette.
You haven't lost your sense of humour.
Or any other part of me, I'm pleased to report.
No.
You've been staying at Lower Loxley?
Yes.
It was 2 days before I knew what had happened to you. 2 days. I couldn't remember anything about what happened. I didn't know whether you were dead or alive.
Same for me.
I was just hoping. Because they said a woman called the ambulance. Just had to hope it was you.
And now I'm here.
You know, I was half afraid you'd still be angry with me.
Oh, I couldn't have stayed angry with you. I love you.
Wish you could stay here forever.
Me too.
In a parallel universe, we could.
Yes.
Or if we could stop time.
Things must pass.
Some Greek philosopher.
George Harrison. Brian.
No. Let's stay like this for just a little while longer.
Yes.
Shh, poor little Rory. Oh, you're tired, pet. Your mummy will be coming soon. Yes, she will. Poor babe. Oh, come on. Shh. Your mum's coming soon. Oh, David, come on. Where the heck have you got to?
Thanks to Oliver Sterling, I got half a dozen bullocks grazing in there now.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And the little turkeys in the barn, coming on a treat, they are.
Mm.
So, what with all them signatures me and the vicar collected at the barbecue, I should think you'll be very impressed, don't you?
Sorry, who?
The planning inspector... Ain't you been listening?
Brian.
What is it?
David and Ruth will be coming in any minute. And before they do, I've got to... I've got to...
This is goodbye, isn't it?
Yes. It has to be.
I know.
I was going to give you a speech. About how I know now your heart is really here with Jennifer and your family.
but part of it will always be with you and Rory.
I know. It's a strange thing.
Strange?
How much I needed you to love me. I thought that meant us being together, but
there's so much to love about you, Siobhan. It's easy to love you. And when you returned my love, you left me breathless. But I can't have it all. No one can. Not without hurting everyone concerned.
No.
I'll always love you. And Rory.
I'll always talk to him about you. Show him photographs. Tell him all about his dad.
Well, perhaps I could visit.
Oh, no. No. It had hurt too much. And Rory's so little yet. But I'll email photos of him, and you'll see him grow and watch his progress.
I'll have to be content with that.
And he won't ever forget you. Neither will I.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Why don't I nip up to see if the doctors have finished with Brian while you go to the shop?
Yeah, I was going to buy him some grapes.
That's a good idea.
Clary said everybody else would have brought fruits. And it goes off quick. It's always too hot in hospital.
I know what. He won't have read this week's Farmer's Guardian.
Ah, just the job.
Ruth.
Shh! Just got Rory off. Where the hell have you been? Been having kittens.
Sorry, I'll explain later. Look, we've got to get Siobhan and get out of here.
Where's Joel?
He's on his way up. I couldn't stall him any longer. Otherwise, he'll miss the bus and want to lift back.
Right.
Where are you going? Use the stairs. Get Rory out of here.
Brian needs to see him.
No!
David!
No!
Don't be stupid! Come on. Oh.
Sorry to interrupt. Siobhan, you got to go.
What?
No.
Now.
Where's Rory?
Quick, kiss.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Go!
Brian!
Go. No time!
No, wait. Siobhan, come here.
Oh,
goodbye, darling. Come on, please.
Bye.
Now go.
Come on, Siobhan. Oh, Rory. You're done.
What's happening, Dave? Is it Jenny? No.
Who then?
It's Joe Grundy.
Joe Grundy.
I know. You okay, Brian? Sorry, stupid question.
Oh, dear.
Do you want me to give you a minute on your own?
Oh, David.
Another time, another place, eh?
Anyone who gets to the end of his life and says he has no regrets, David, is a fool.
Just a minute. Let me straighten the sheet a bit.
All right, come in, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, come in.
Hello, Joe.
This is a surprise.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd never run out on the bus.
Well, it's nice to see you.
Oh, I've been in hospital. I know how boring it gets.
Yes.
I brought you the Farmer's Guardian.
Very kind of you.
Perry was right. I've got plenty of grapes. You don't mind, do you?
No, yeah. Please, no help yourself.
Right, well, if you don't need anything else, Brian, I must be off.
Thanks. Oh, thanks for everything, David.
Okay. See you soon. Bye, Joe.
Well, that was a fly-in visit.
Sorry?
David Archer. Long way to come if you're not even going to stay for a tin wagon.
Yes. Well, he was here earlier.
Oh, you're looking very pasty. All that mucking about with it, eh? You have to go home to get some proper sleep.
I expect you're right, Joe.
Anyway, as I was telling David Archer, I got the planning inspector coming to see the barn.
Joe, could you help me get out of bed?
Me? Are you supposed to?
It's quite all right.
Yeah, well, right, you are, then. Careful. Terrible being laid up. Isn't it?
Yes.
Especially when you're used to being active. You lean your weight on me. That's right. Now, what now?
If you could just help me over to the window.
Well, yeah, that's it. You just lean on me. Easy, does it? Mind your chair. That's it. Nice and slow.
Thank you.
Well, here we are. Well, you think you get more for your money than a view of the car park?
It's fine.
Oh, look there, see? Over there. You can just see Dave and Archer's Land Rover pulling out.
Yes.
And here's you stuck in here. I bet you wish you was in that Land Rover, ain't he?
You'll never know how much.
Preparations for Harvest Home are in full swing.
Ruth. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ruth.
Hope you don't mind waiting for your present till tonight at the harvest home.
Of course not, dear. How are the preparations going?
People have been coming and going since this morning with their contributions.
Yes, I just popped into the kitchen. Betty's quiches look delicious. Mm. Now, when are you expecting David to get back from Usha's?
Soon. It won't take me long to clear the barn. Mm. Oh, speak of the devil.
And he doesn't look in the best of moods.
Hi. How did it go?
Oh, she asked me about the circumstances, general context, mainly that sort of thing, you know, to prepare the mitigation.
Are you pleading guilty?
Oh, yeah.
I hope she stresses exactly what the TB outbreak is costing you.
I know she'll do her best for us.
Mm. What sticks in my craw is having to say I regret what I did.
What about the punishment?
Oh, a fine, she thinks. Probably with some costs.
Oh, isn't this Jenny's car? Just a minute.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jill.
Didn't want to say this in front of Mum, but this fine could be big.
We'll find a way to pay it.
You know, I think we got away with it yesterday. I really do.
We better hard. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
How's Brian?
Well, his consultant's seeing him again today.
Seems like he's making good progress.
Yes. I don't like to tempt fate, though, but fingers crossed.
And how is he in himself?
Well, he had a surprise visitor yesterday.
Did he?
I thought you knew. Joe Grundy.
Oh.
Yeah. Joe, of course.
Oh, that was good of Joe.
Yeah. He came all the way out on the bus, he said.
I think it must have been rather tiring for Brian.
That's understandable.
I went over last night after I came back from the farmer's market, but he didn't want to talk.
Poor Brian.
His injuries were very serious.
Well, he'll be tired and weak for a good while. And broken ribs are painful, I can vouch for that.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. That's why I didn't want to stay long. I want him to conserve all his energy for his recovery.
Very good of you to remember my birthday with everything you've had to think about.
Well, I'm sorry I won't be able to come tonight. From what Mum said, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
The Midnight Walkers are playing and Jolene will be calling.
Good company, good food, good drink. Oh, with the possible exception of the Grundy cider.
Then there's a mysterious birthday cake.
Mum said Phil's been chasing you out of your kitchen all week.
After coming second to Alice, he's determined to prove he can still bake a prize-winning cake.
Oh, right then, I'll get off. And I hope you all have a wonderful time tonight, especially you, Jill.
Thank you. I'll walk you over to the car.
Oh, right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Give Brian our best.
Yes, thanks.
Now, let me know if anything...
Yeah, I think we can say we've got away with it. Miracle.
Well, I know Siobhan said yesterday she was definitely off back to Ireland, but I'll feel happier when I'm absolutely certain she's on that plane.
Hello, Siobhan.
Elizabeth.
Oh. Can I give you a hand?
I've just about finished the packing now, thanks.
Oh, OK.
There are a few things of Rory's in the tumble dryer. I hope that's OK.
Yes, of course.
Thanks for booking the flight for me. I've written you a cheque.
Yeah, there's no rush. They'll pay me back whenever.
No. I'd rather settle everything now before I leave. Here it is.
Thank you.
Well, that's that.
What time would you like to leave for the airport?
No, it's okay.
I can easily take you. I don't mind.
I've already ordered a taxi.
I see. I hope there won't be any delays. Travelling's tiring enough with a baby.
Yeah. You know, I almost rang Germany this morning and chucked the job.
Why?
I wasn't sure I felt up to going on my own. It's not at all like I imagined it would be.
No, I know. And Rory to think about.
There is a nursery. It's not what I thought would happen.
No.
I remembered what it would be like staying in Ireland. Carrying on living in my mother's pocket.
She's difficult.
Oh, she's a good person, but she has her own ideas. Let's just say we get on better with the stretch of sea between us.
Sad.
Oh, fresh start. New job, new challenges. New friends. It's quite neat.
In time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It does help.
Perhaps it's all happened for the best, anyway. I'm not the same kind of person as Jennifer, you know. Nurturing, supporting.
Jennifer's...
Little woman behind the powerful man. It's just not me.
No.
And the awful thing would have been for Brian and I to end up barely tolerating each other, you know?
Well, yes.
And just staying together because of Rory. Happens a lot, you know.
Yeah, dreadful.
We give thee humble and hearty thanks, O Father, for all thy goodness and loving kindness, for the bounty you have provided for us, and for the people with whom we break bread and share. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
Where's Dad shot off to?
I haven't a clue, dear.
Must be getting the birthday cake.
Hello. Happy birthday, Jill.
Clary, thank you. I'll open it later with the others.
I hate to come to a birthday party empty-handed.
It's a fantastic turnout. Is all your family here, Jill?
Almost. Nigel's over there with the twins, look.
Oh, yes. Have you all tried the sun-dried mango yet? Or pineapple pieces?
Mm. Yeah, thanks.
Well, they're all fair trade. Different. Anyway, you know, they're not going very fast. Look, I think I'll go and start handing them round.
Yeah, good idea.
How are things, Clary?
Touching wood. Not bad at all. Joe's a bit happier.
Yeah, he was telling me yesterday he thinks you'll be able to keep the pole barn.
Oh, I do hope so. And Eddie seems to be keeping busy.
And William and Abba's engagement.
Oh, yeah, she's a lovely little girl. And Kenton's been giving her more responsibility at the cafe.
Has he?
Yeah, she might get a raise.
I see Ed's here. Yes, he was helping Fallon set the drinks out.
He's pulling himself round a bit, thank goodness.
I'm glad.
I don't know if this thinking skills course is having any effect, but he's getting up without having to be dragged out of bed. Yeah, I do feel as if I can see light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, oh my goodness.
That, hey!
Your dad's really gone to town, David.
You're not kidding.
Can I have everyone's attention, please? Before I call upon Jill to blow out the candle, I'd like to thank David and Ruth for hosting the Harvest Home for us tonight.
Yay! Let's give them a cheer.
And now a toast to Jill. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Right. I think I've got everything.
If you haven't, just let me know and I'll send it on.
Thanks.
Come on, Rory. You get in. I'll pass him to you. And I can have a little cuddle, Rory.
Say bye for me to Nigel and the twins.
Of course.
And thanks for everything.
Don't worry.
I mean it. You've really been a fantastic friend.
You will keep in touch, won't you?
Wouldn't really work, would it?
What?
Me in Germany. You here. You're always so busy.
We can try.
Well,
email me.
And if you're not busy with work, your family keeps you pretty busy.
That's true.
Archer Aldridge clan. Blood really is thicker, isn't it?
Siobhan.
Okay. Time to go. Give us a hug.
Take care.
You too.
Come on, Rory. There you go.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye, Rory. Bye, Siobhan.
Shula seems a bit more relaxed tonight, doesn't she?
Well, it's relief. Clive Horobin's in court on Monday.
Thank goodness.
To be able to put it behind her.
Mm. I'm still not sure about the pineapple and mangoes, but this wine's not half bad at all.
Yeah, very good.
Is that Alan's fairly traded wine?
Yep, it certainly is.
It's all right, isn't it?
Can I top anybody up?
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bert doesn't seem very sure, though. Just giving me a very gentle mauling.
Oh, it ain't the fair trade idea he don't like.
No, he's just worried that all those leaflets about third world debt take up so much space in church.
Oh, if you don't mind, I'm just going to hide a couple of them bottles of cider. I don't want my Eddie showing me up tonight.
Oh, Jenny asked me to pass on her thanks.
Oh?
Amy's been a great support to Alice this week.
Oh, yeah, well, she's very good in that kind of situation. I'm glad to hear Brian's doing so well.
Mm.
I'll be going over to visit him once he gets home.
Hey, what's all this Linda Snell was telling us about the Christmas panto?
Oh, the mystery plays.
What? It's a mystery to me how Linda always ends up in charge.
She's the only one with any spare time.
Well, it's a promenade production on Christmas Eve afternoon.
With four plays. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
I think she's asked Shula if they can perform one of them at the stables.
Good heavens. She has put the wheels in motion.
Linda is a veritable juggernaut. Once she works up a head of steam, there's no stopping her.
Really?
I'm sure it'll be fine. It always is.
Darling, that's wonderful news.
He said I'd be going home quite soon, whatever that may mean.
Well, I know he didn't mention a specific date, but you might be able to come home after the weekend.
Yes.
Are you all right, Brian?
Sorry?
Well, that is good news, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
I did a big shop today, and I bought some special treats for you.
Darling, come and sit over here on the bed.
They had the most delicious olives in the deli, all stuffed with almonds, and you'll love those.
Very sweet of you, Jenny.
And Alice has taped that documentary.
Oh, look forward to that.
Oh, I must change the water in all these vases tomorrow.
Looks like the Chelsea flowers are in here.
Well, Lillian does go rather over the top, doesn't she?
Perhaps she thought if I kicked the bucket, there'd be enough for the funeral as well. Sorry, that was in very poor taste.
I almost lost you.
Oh, Jenny, come here. You're exhausted.
I was drinking tea with Shula, and all the time you were lying hurt in your car.
Darling.
And when I got home, there were two police officers waiting for me. And I knew something dreadful had happened.
Shh, darling.
And then waiting all weekend by your bed, knowing you might die at any time.
It's all over now.
I'd never have the chance to show you how much I love you, how much I need you, want to be with you.
Oh, Jim.
And stay with you, and care for you.
Darling.
Oh, I love you so much, Brian.
I love you too, Jenny. With all my heart.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.